You see, when an ad campaign is over, a doctor isn't just interested in how many new patients the effort generated, but how much better off they are financially. If your marketing efforts cannot ultimately be amplified by direct patient referrals, that is, referrals from one patient to another patient, it's unlikely that even the best ad campaign will ultimately be judged as cost-effective. Intake readiness measures the resistance factor a patient will face when they attempt to schedule in your office. The referral intensity multiplier, on the other hand, will measure the level of patient satisfaction that's registered by this patient once they get past the front desk. This will be influenced by everything from your treatment plan presentation to the competitiveness of the fee structure you have for your easily compared services. Simply speaking, your referral intensity multiplier is the average number of referrals your practice is able to inspire each month. So what's a good referral intensity multiplier? I'd say that anything above 25 referrals per month is starting to look pretty good to us. Wes Warren, the gentleman you're going to be hearing from in a few moments and head of the Zone 5 marketing team here at Whitehall, says that they would rather not provide marketing support services for doctors attracting fewer than 15 referrals per month. This is because they know that even though they can impress their doctor with the number of new patients they can put in the practice, this same doctor is ultimately going to become discouraged if their successful but ultimately unprofitable marketing results continue. The doctor doesn't just want to see new patients. They want to see a profit come out of it. And to do that, it's going to take referrals. The three components already mentioned, intake readiness, ad scoring, and your referral intensity multiplier, actually constitute the entire marketing viability index. Well, that's only three components. I had mentioned four. Well, actually, that's right. The fourth component is the competitive challenge ratio, or the CCR. It isn't a measure of the quality of your marketing or how consumerized your practice is. It's a measure of your opponent's strength. You may have heard it said that there's strength in numbers. Well, when it comes to the competitive challenge ratio, this is definitely the case. The numbers being the number of doctors in your drawing area competing for the same prospective new patient. This concept alone can easily explain why an ad can work in one market and fail in another. We've actually seen this repeatedly. The competitive challenge ratio, I might add, is also quantified. The competitive challenge ratio, or CCR, measures the relationship between the number of potential patients available in a given area and the number of doctors that are competing for them. A normal and healthy CCR is 1,200 prospective patients to one doctor, or 1,200 to 1. We consider this to be the medium challenge range. Let's take an example. If your practice has a drawing area in this category, this 1,200 to 1, the normal range, we found that you're going to need a marketing viability index score of 2,000 or above, or you're going to waste money on any marketing you do. You can see now how quantifiable this is. It's really more of a science than it is an art. That's why we say that you don't have to expect random results when you know what you're doing, when you know how to score your practice and your ads and the competitive challenge ratio of your area. This really does become a science. All right. I mentioned that a normal CCR, or competitive challenge ratio, is 1,200 patients per doctor, and that a marketing viability index, or MVI, of 2,000 would be necessary to achieve cost-effective marketing in that environment. Let's say that your practice has the following marketing viability index profile. Let's say that you have an intake readiness score of 30 out of a possible 40. We add this to your ad scores of, let's say they're 50 out of a possible of 60. This would give you a combined total of 30 and 50, or 80. This would then be multiplied by your referral average. Let's say that you're only averaging 5 referrals per month. Pretty unimpressive, huh? Well, then we would multiply 80, that's your intake scores and your ad scores, times 5 referrals, giving you a marketing viability index of only 400. You will not only fail to achieve cost-effective marketing when you carry such a low MVI score, you'll likely spend your 41-year career watching patients you thought were impressing drifting away from your practice into the waiting arms of doctors with higher marketing viability indexes. You see, a high CCR is any number below 700, or 700 prospective patients to one doctor in a drawing area. That's a 3-mile radius. In this situation, there are so few prospective patients per doctor that you literally have to perform well above the average MVI even to survive. you're going to need a marketing viability index score of no less than 2800 if you hope to survive and thrive on paid advertising in that environment. A CCR above 2,000 prospective patients per doctor actually takes the pressure off. See, at this level, poor consumerism, weak ad scores, and low intake readiness will actually suffice. That's right, you can get by with marginal practice management and marketing skills and still think you're something great. I had a client who wanted me to help him distribute, for profit, a television ad he had created. The ad pulled quite well for him, but when I looked into the story a bit further, I found that he had a CCR of 4,000 prospective patients per doctor. And he had a television market that consisted of one highly affordable, heavily watched television station. In other words, his television ad was anything but ready for prime time. I've seen brilliant ads in every media format available, reduced to just so much wasted money because of the strength of the competition. Unfortunately, it's not just doctor competition that you have to contend with. For example, if you practice in Southern California, when you go to your mailbox, you have to take a dumpster with you because of the volume of junk mail that comes out. See, in a market like that, you're going to have the highest ad scores possible to hope for the coveted 3-to-1 return on your marketing dollar. Yes, there are doctors out there practicing in areas with CCRs of 3,000 to 4,000 to 1. In those areas, you could have your 6-year-old take a broken crayon and design your mailer, instruct your staff to be rude when patients call the office, and charge the highest fees in the state, and you can still do well. Believe me, I've seen this happen. In areas with a CCR of 500 to 700 patients to 1, you literally have to be the best at everything you do. My point in telling you this is to clear up the mystery of why something works in one practice and fails in another. I've had practices where the doctor declared a mailer to be a complete failure because the staff had convinced him that not a single new patient had called from the mailing piece. Closer inspection revealed that they had been getting upwards to 5 calls a day for the entire month, but because the staff didn't know that ad patients have to be handled differently, remember, reached out to, they would answer the caller's questions and just hang up. In other words, in their mind, they hadn't had any new patient calls. They had just had these inquiries. That's about all you hope to get from a mailer. You have to know how to turn them into real patients. When we're determining if someone is ready to spend money on paid advertising, we look at the whole practice, not just the type of mailing piece they're considering. With all this said, I'm ready to address the specific questions of how to make your existing marketing dollar work harder. Over the years, we've had various marketing gurus grace the stage of the Whitehall seminars. I've watched as our doctors experience mixed results using their methods, and some of these gurus went out of business after taking money from our clients. I finally concluded that the only way that we could offer effective, consistent marketing support for our doctors was to do it ourselves. It really wasn't difficult for us to gain access to the best ads in the country. When our superstar doctors hit big with a specific mailing piece, newspaper ad, or yellow page display, we saved these for further analysis. On top of this, having spent about $10 million on mailing pieces for Whitehall over the past 25 years, we felt we had learned some do's and don'ts about marketing. The person we're going to be interviewing next came to Whitehall in the capacity of marketing executive about 3 years ago. He single-handedly transformed the marketing results of this company beyond anything that we had hoped for. Today, he's put his hand to marketing professional practices and has done so with equally impressive results. Wes's natural instinct for marketing, combined with 25 years of success and failure of Whitehall's 40,000-plus doctors in the marketing arena, has given us what I believe to be an unequaled advantage in creating winning marketing campaigns for our clients.